This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to the spring edition of the ILTA podcast, What Went Wrong? Here, safe within the confines of the podcast and long removed from the origin of the stories we'll look back on, we'll discuss with ILTA members, partners, and colleagues pinnacle moments in their careers that all started with something that went wrong. Often we hear that the mistakes are what make us learn the most. During this podcast series, we'll find out what should have happened, what actually happened, and then dive into lessons learned. Knowing that hard work often breeds success, we want to know how a what went wrong moment changed the course of a career, an idea, or a life. My name is Bethann Stuvey, and on behalf of ILTA, I would like to welcome Isidore Okoro, Director of Information Technology at Miller Johnson. He is an experienced information technology leader with particular expertise in developing innovative solutions to complex business problems. He has substantial managerial experience while maintaining technical proficiency in multiple platforms. He is also a very valued and longtime ILTA member, attending ILTACon since 2013, and he has served both ILTA as a dedicated speaker and volunteer. Welcome, Isidore.
Thank you very much, Bethann. Glad to be here.
So how does the topic of what went wrong resonate with you?
Well, the way I look at it, when things go wrong in a project or on your career path, it gives you the opportunity to potentially course correct. And even more significantly, allows you to learn from this experience. So in my case, I don't really fear projects failing or things going wrong because, to be quite honest, these things happen. And so you just need to be prepared to make decisions very quickly when it does.
I think that's incredibly true. And your article talks very candidly about getting a seat at the table. I imagine this turn of phrase is really personal. Can you talk to me about the impetus for writing your spring peer-to-peer article, as I think it'll lead us into this podcast's overarching theme?
So I wanted to share my thoughts on the subject because I've heard this reference in webinars and in different ILTA sessions. And I just feel like it'd be a good opportunity for me to share how this actually can happen for people in IT management. It took me a while to get to that point, and I feel that through this medium, I think I can share some valuable information.
Do you believe that a career, a life or a project can be markedly changed for the better because something accidentally went wrong? And then what went wrong for you?
Well, in this case, I firmly believe that. I believe in serendipity, so to speak. The fact that just because you miss out on one opportunity doesn't mean that there's not one right around the corner. And in the case of projects and things that can go wrong, you can take advantage of a lot of these things. Sometimes when things go wrong, you can actually see what caused it to go wrong to begin with, or maybe you missed something that was very important to individuals and people that you just overlooked as you're going through the process of doing a project. So if I look back in my career, I would say, which is very similar to the impetus of this article that I wrote, is that I felt like I did not do enough in my early parts of my career to fully put myself in the position to get a seat at the table. So I understand the frustrations that some of the people may have about not getting that seat at the table. And it took me some time to really work on what I do as an IT manager to get to the point where I can get a seat at the table. So I believe that that allowed me to change my career path and get to where I am today.
You come into the legal IT arena from a completely different area, which is fantastic. As technologies come and go so rapidly, does that really change the way you view them and implement new products at Miller?
Yeah, I believe so. So I cut my teeth in the financial industry and in social science research before I came into legal IT. And so the philosophy there has always been for technology is that it should either make you money or save you money. So I bring that sense to all the projects that we have within IT and into the legal vertical. So when we get new projects, new software, things of that nature, or vendors try to pitch things to me, I have to assess, well, how will this make the firm money? How can it save the firm money? And if there's not a indirect or direct correlation there, then I usually take a pass on the technology. So that's kind of the view, how I view technology when it comes to new things that are on the market and new services and bright and shiny things that people really like, but I sometimes don't see any value in it from an IT business perspective.
New and shiny things often fail. How do you view the word failure?
Interesting enough, I don't really fear it. I just feel that things happen. I don't believe in the concept of, oh, well, this project failed. It's more on long lines of, well, this didn't go as planned because either I missed something or the users weren't ready for it. So I feel like it's more of a, so failure, as far as I view it, is more of something that you just didn't plan for.
I think teams can plan things a little bit better than individuals often do. Failure often brings people together, especially after a project needs to be rethought. In your article, you discuss perceived accessibility. What does that mean?
So in my article, I talked about the concept of perceived accessibility. And what I mean by that is that people need to have a safe person to talk to, someone that won't judge them, and also someone that will make time for them to talk about things that are really important to them. So in the sense of getting a seat at the table and in the sense of project failure, you need to be a manager who can have people come and talk to you about these things. They can give you the real reason why this project or technology didn't work correctly and not be judged that they're inexperienced or they're incompetent. You have to be open and willing to take some information. Even it could be about your mistakes as a manager in managing that project. But perceived accessibility is something that's really, really important. And I talk about this a bit in the article, getting a seat at the table, but I feel that that's one of the things that IT managers really need to strive for.
What would you tell someone in your department or a colleague about their failures and how to learn from them?
Well, how can I put this? In my position as a manager, I've seen my colleagues and my staff actually not do so well with projects. And as a manager, sometimes you have to let your staff fail at projects, provided that doesn't cause anything catastrophic within the business. But sometimes you have to let them fall and be bruised a little bit when it comes to them taking the initiative to do these projects. But at the same time, as a manager, you really need to make sure that you're there for them and to pick them up and to build them back up so they can try again. The key thing with failing in projects and along the way in your career is you need to be able to take that risk. You need to not let failure color whether or not you're going to do something. A lot of times, inaction is actually worse than the action taken to actually improve something. So that's one of the things that I stress to colleagues and my staff, that it's okay to try things out, even if it doesn't work out.
That's a lesson very well learned. ILTA is challenging the idea of diversity and inclusion in the workplace and within ILTA. Do you think failure is viewed differently for men and women, and moreover, for those of us working and thriving in diverse work situations?
I think so. I guess in the example that I just talked about, depending on the person, and I've seen this actually happen, when there is a project that didn't go well, sometimes that person is viewed as a person who takes a challenge on and viewed as a risk taker. But depending on the other person who does possibly the same thing, that person could be viewed as, well, that person made a lot of mistakes. Maybe that person's not as competent because this project didn't go as planned. So I think as more and more people work in these diverse organizations and more people are allowed to do these big projects and are more successful, I think that perception will change.
I think you're right. How do you motivate yourself within these organizations, especially after something doesn't go as planned?
Well, I'm a pretty positive person. So my view on projects and different things is always very positive. So even though there's a possibility of failure, I don't let that color my decision making. So when something does not go my way or things are starting to fall apart a little bit, I usually take that opportunity to pivot and try to make some changes in order to, you know, salvage the project. We've had a project recently where the users just hated the UI experience of the product. So we went ahead and took that opportunity to create a new UI that would resonate with the users, that they actually liked, that they felt easy to use. So we took that as an opportunity to make a change midstream in the project. And that really changed politically how the project was viewed toward the end.
What's your next project look like?
Well, unfortunately, it's one of those things where I have so many projects, so I guess I'm not sure where to even start.
Okay. So tell me, what would your next goal project look like? If you could take any sort of process or implementation and go for it, what would you do next?
Oh, well, so we have this very ambitious, huge project, which I nicknamed the Fix Everything project that we're working on this year. And it's basically a workflow to manage the entire employee process. So we're working on this, and it's going to involve working with HR, marketing, COOs, attorneys. So it's a pretty big project. And the key thing here is that it involves interviewing quite a few people. And so this will be interesting to how it goes. But everyone's on board with potentially where this project can go. So we'll see how it goes. But it's our big project on the horizon.
Last question. How would you help someone get a seat at the table?
Well, the big thing here, and I think this is a very sincere thing I would need to talk with that person about, is that you need to look at your interactions with the organization. And you have to take a hard look at yourself, at how you're interacting with the attorneys, with the COO or executive director, with HR, with marketing, with the assistants. Because getting a seat at the table really involves establishing strong relationships within the organization. And you have to make sure that you keep those relationships up. It's not just that people like you. It has to be more than that. People have to trust you. People have to respect what you bring to the table. So the biggest thing about getting a seat to the table that I would tell someone is, number one, build strong relationships with all levels of the organization. And then number two, and I talk about this more in my article, you have to commit to doing business-specific projects every year. I'm not talking about upgrading servers and doing these other things, updating software, but specifically help HR with something, help marketing specifically with something, help the practice group with something that may not require a new server, but may not require new software, but maybe it does. But the key thing is that you're talking to them specifically about their business problems and how they basically run the law firm.
You've been very open and candid, and I'm sure our ILTA listeners join me in thanking you for your advice. It's great. Getting the seat at the table is important. Do you have any last words?
Well, I guess the last thing I would leave existing managers and budding technology managers is to always remember that technology in a business environment is all about making things easier for the people to run the business. So in order to do that, you have to understand the people there at all levels and understand the business itself. So to view yourself as more than just a line item on the expense sheet, you know, you need to really take advantage of your position in IT and really get to know the people and the business, you know, very, very well.
Thank you very much for joining us on What Went Wrong. Isidore, thank you again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.